flavor is everywhere.
From text to mechanics.
Spicy pulls.
Salty plays.
The sweet taste of victory.
And the bitter sting of defeat.
It can lead to sour faces.
And umami friendships.
But all these flavors bring people together.
For a gathering.
A potluck of creativity, skill, and above all,
magic.
Hello and welcome to Flavor Profiles. I'm Matt.
And I'm Nat.
And we have a very special episode for you this week. One so special we had to delay it.
Yeah.
But just by a day.
Yeah. So the reason that this episode is coming out a day late is because today we are going to be talking about one of the new Fallout decks coming out soon and some cards that might be in it. And when
three
I say might, are.
Yeah, three whole cards from the forthcoming Mutant Menace Commander deck of part of the Fallout Magic the Gathering release that drops, I want to say, on March 8th.
So I think we all have know by this point that this is the deck that I am most excited about.
We've talked about it like in three different episodes, I think.
It's a Sultai deck. The face commander is the Wise Mothman. 3/3 legendary creature insect mutant flying. Whenever it enters the battlefield or attacks, each player gets a rad counter. Whenever one or more non-land cards are milled, put a +1/+1 counter on each of up to X target creatures, where X is the number of non-land cards milled this way. So rad counters basically just help mill. So it all works together, and I'm very excited about this deck.
Yeah, it mills you and it kills you.
It mills you and kills you.
Mm-hmm. It's the beauty of radiation. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Also, the deck seems to be pretty flavorful. So we hear Flavor Profiles love that.
It's a lot of fun, at least from sort of the hints through the very few cards we've seen so far. By the time this episode's dropped, there'll be several other previews already released that'll hopefully fill in the gaps. But off the handful alone, just looking at the art, the flavor, and the references, it's covering a good chunk of the Fallout universe.
Yeah. So we want to start this by thanking Wizards for giving us these free preview cards. And giving us the opportunity to talk about them and share our excitement with everyone.
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity, and we're so happy to be able to share this with you. Thank you, Wizards.
So, on that note, let's...
You two look like you're coming from the sock hop.
Sure are, and we're famished.
What can I get you?
It all looks so good. I just can't decide. A shake with two straws. And you know what? Why not one of everything? What's the worst that can happen?
One of everything. You want whipped cream on that shake?
Absolutely.
I'll go put that in for you. Sit back, we'll be right there.
so our first free preview card from Wizards is an iconic reprint, Casualties of War. It is 2 colorless, 2 black, and 2 green mana. Sorcery, choose one or more. Destroy target artifact, destroy target creature, destroy target enchantment, destroy target land, destroy target planeswalker. And the flavor text on the card reads, "War, dot, 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 war never changes."
This artwork on this card is, it goes hard.
I kind of love it a lot.
I do too. So if you're listening to this, you won't be able to see it, but you'll find a copy of the video we just played the audio to on our respective Twitter profiles. But it's a skeletal couple sitting at the counter at an old soda fountain, and it is straight out of 1950s nuclear nightmare. One milkshake, 2 straws, and the aftermath of something horrid.
I just love that the waiter, chef person behind the counter is just kind of like hunched over on the counter. Like they were taking a nap and just kind of
he was just
stuck there.
He was reaching deep to get another triple scoop.
I just love to think, like, you know, what's the backstory on this? We kind of made our own backstory.
It has a lot to it. I mean, between the style of dress, the sort of setup, the very Americana angle of it. I mean, it's this dark kitsch.
I also love how everything's kind of frozen in time and it's like very dreary, but then you have these like bright outfits that they're wearing, mm-hmm. which kind of just gives it more of like an eerie feeling, I guess.
There's a bit of, I'd want to say it's probably sunlight coming in to illuminate this from maybe a hole in the roof, and it's just kind of bleaching the setting as it is.
Yeah. I also love how the skeletons still have like the hair on them.
There's a massive ponytail and a big pink bow that is larger than either skull.
I love that so much. This card last came out in Kaldheim.
Did not realize that.
So the last time we saw Casualties of War was Kaldheim, which we discovered was, what, 3 years ago was what we found out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was that long ago. It was 2021.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it has been that long. That was around the time I came back to Magic.
Yeah, I feel like this was such a flavorful pick.
This art and this style of card really just would suit any deck for Fallout.
Yeah.
Or a card along this type if you needed to change the mana for it.
Well, and you always need a good kind of like a board wipe in your deck. But I do love this one because it gives you so many options and you're not completely board wiping. You're just choosing targets. I love that there's land destruction in this, in this card.
I wonder if we'll see some fun new lands or reprinted lands with this. I mean, if you're at the cost you're paying for like a 6 CMC, you're hopefully going to take out more than one thing.
Yeah. Unless it's like a very, very problematic thing that you just have to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sorcery, so you're not able to cast it at instant speed unless you have some sort of way to let you do that. But
you will want to time it wisely.
I'm obsessed with this card, especially just for the art. Like, it's just wow. Wow, wow, wow.
We did for a minute consider at least you and your husband redoing that photo and doing a fade from real life to the card, but it was a little bleak.
Yeah. I may still cosplay this, but, you know.
It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. So, yeah, there's that.
There's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
You know, before we move on to our next card, I think we have a random little sponsor that decided to support us in the, I don't know, is this in the makeup industry, in the, like, supplement industry? They sent a commercial over for us.
All right, let's play it.
For the nagging pain of radiation sickness, over-the-counter medications like Rataway only work to provide temporary relief. That's why there's Formula 87, the latest in Vault-Tec's EEP line of prescription medication. With Formula 87, you'll undergo a slightly controlled biomass mutation and enter a wasteland with hardy skin, the vitality of a supermutant, and be capable of surviving even the most dire of situations. Disclaimer, results may vary. Biomass mutation may cause unbearable pain, discoloration, increased muscle mass, limited brain function, decrease in drive, rage, and minor cellular degeneration. Combat will only fuel absorption of Formula 87. Please check with your settlement medic for proper dosage and any allergic reactions you may have.
So, if you couldn't tell, our second card is Biomass Mutation. This is one of those sort of classic Simic instants. For X and then two hybrid blue-green, creatures you control have base power and toughness XX until end of turn. And this flavor text kind of ties deeper into some of the lore of Fallout. It reads, Vault 87's evolutionary experimentation program exposed subjects to an airborne version of FEV. Rapid physical enhancements accompanied sharp mental regression, and the oldest mutants would become almost feral. So this card's going to get a lot of play. This is something that I would run, I know, in general, just as someone who enjoys Simic, but I love how much of the story they put into this. The vaults in Fallout are just iconic. They go back to the very first game, and they were created by this company called Vault Tech, who had the forethought to think, oh, we live in this nuclear loving society. Of course, there's going to be a war at some time. So why don't we build these amazing underground vaults to protect civilization in the case of nuclear decimation? The problem is they had sort of an ulterior motive, and their vaults just all over the U.S. And some of them were considered control vaults where, yeah, people would go in and they would be set up to survive. But others were more nefarious and did very specific scientific experiments. And Vault 87 was one of those, where they were trying to create these sort of super soldiers that were just mutant abominations capable of fighting in war. And if you look at the art of this, it was almost successful.
Yeah, almost successful. They're a little messed up, though.
Just a little bit. And in the game, it's one of the vaults you go to, and it's in just this heavily irradiated area. And slowly through discovery of like logs from computer terminals and seeing, well, the leftovers from some of these experiments, you kind of piece together what really went down.
Yeah.
In this case, you get all the benefits, but without all the long-term problems or side effects.
Yeah. I do love this card. The last time this card was printed was in the Commander 2021 set. It was
in Quandrix.
Yeah, it was added to the list. So it's been a bit since we've seen it. This card is just so good. It's an instant, so it's good in response to someone attacking you. You can make your stuff bigger, or you can play it on your turn and make your stuff bigger and attack with bigger things. So I love this, especially with Mothman. Mothman puts counters on your creatures, and so this could potentially give your creatures a bigger base power and toughness, and then you throw those counters on top of it and they could just be giant mutants.
They'll be swole.
They've been working out.
They've been lifting trash and rubbish and scrap in the wastelands. Because, you know, after Atomic Conflict, what else is there to do?
Yeah. So, great card.
And we'll see a lot of things, like you mentioned, with Mothman putting counters. I think there are going to be more cards in this deck where this could be a nice closeout.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a card that could be a win con for you. Every deck should have one. And in a pre-con, this is, you know, cards that can help you win the game are always good. So, this could be one of them.
And I feel it's a perfect segue to lead into our final card.
Looking for a bit of escape? Scouring the wastes for pre-war tech, leaving you sore and irradiated? Embrace that deep tired in your bones and visit Mount Desert Island for some tranquil northeastern style island living. From Far Harbor, you can disconnect and watch the inexorable tide roll in from the hills while listening to the Deathclaw's call in the fog. You may wish you were here already, but we guarantee that if you come, you'll be changed forever. couldn't tell from our lovely vacation promo. Our last and final preview card is Inexorable Tide. It is three colorless and two blue enchantment. Whenever you cast a spell, proliferates. This card is very good. It is a great reprint. We haven't seen it since Modern Masters 2006. And it's just great with this deck. With the counters of proliferating. The flavor text on this is, radiation is an invisible tide that seeps into the bones of the land, changing it irrevocably.
I love this card, and I love that proliferate is in a nuclear deck. It's just a silly little thing that, you know, makes my heart glow with radiation. And I adore the art on this. Like, if I could get this in a giant card, I would love it.
Yeah, the art is really cool. It's like the wasteland with, you know, it looks like what appears to be a ship that has sunk. But then you have like this mist over all of it. And I think it's supposed to represent the invisible tide of radiation.
There's even more to it than that. This one's really fun. This ties into Fallout 4, one of the expansions, Far Harbor. So I'm pretty sure, I may be wrong, but just going off of the art and the boats and the creature on it, the Deathclaw, I think this is this small island up in Maine that is like a side quest from one of the expansions to the game. And the island is shrouded by this fog that's just completely radioactive.
Ooh.
And there's a town there, and people are living in this kind of traditional lifestyle. And the only way they survive is they have these condensers that kind of help clean out the fog and push it back and keep it away from where they are. But some of the people who live there want to turn the condensers off, which is just wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the only reason I think that this could be Far Harbor, besides the fog and the reference to like tides and the dock and the ships, was really that the ships almost looked like kind of New England fishermen. But I absolutely love this card. The moment I saw this when we got the artwork, I was just, okay, this is the one.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I love it. From the art to the flavor text to just the sheer quality of the card and how well it's going to work in this deck is crazy.
This is a target for casualties of war.
Because you have to remember that this isn't only going to proliferate the +1/+1 counters you're putting on things, but this is going to proliferate the rad counters.
Mm-hmm. And you do not want those rad counters on you.
Yeah, so it's more than useful in at least two ways in this deck. So I'm really glad they included this in here. I think it's a great fit, and it makes me just even that more excited to try out and play this Mutant Menace deck.
In my opinion, the past or recent past Universes Beyond Commander decks nailed it 100% with reprints that they've brought back, that they've reskinned a tiny the flavor. The Fallout decks seem to be that way. I felt Doctor Who, we talked about that before when we were doing our year in review. The Doctor Who were great. The ones for Lord of the Rings. And it all goes back to sort of the Warhammer 40K ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're a Fallout fan, you're going to love this. If you're not a Fallout fan, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you again to Wizards for letting us showcase awesome cards that are coming.
Thank you so very much for this. We've been beside ourselves for the past week waiting to share all the fun with everybody.
Yeah. So if you want to see the little video clips we've done for these, make sure to check out our socials.
We'll put the links in the descriptions below too to help out.
Yeah, so you know, you might see me become a little mutant. I don't know. So make sure you check those out as well, and share them with others.
And if you're going to be at MagicCon Chicago, there will be a Fallout panel, I believe, the afternoon, Friday, the first day, where they'll do some of the last previews with one final deck.
Yep. And so this episode actually will come out the day before Chicago. So if you see us in Chicago and you've listened to this episode on your way there, let us know, and we'll all get really excited and talk about how awesome this deck's gonna be.
And if you're traveling right now while you're listening to this, hopefully your trip is smooth, easy, and safe, and we'll see you in Chicago.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we'll be seeing everyone next time for another episode.
Been great having you in our kitchen.
Let us know if you have a favorite flavor on socials.
We can be found on Twitter, YouTube, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are served up.
Just search for Flavor Profiles.
Our music is by Cormac Bluestone.
Thank you for listening.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Nat.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Keep cooking magic.